Welcome to the Wealthy, Wealthy, Wise podcast. If you would like to listen in on thought-provoking conversations with countercultural thought leaders and experts in the fields of wealth, health, and relationships, the three keys to having what I call a wealthy, wealthy life, then this is the show for you. I'm Christina Wise, real estate investor, best-selling author of Falling for Money, and founder of Wealthy Wealthy, where I serve as your personal guide to money, health, and happiness. Welcome back. This is Christina Wise, your host. While most, especially my listeners here, would agree that health is true wealth, wealthy, wealthy, there's also an undeniable connection between the two. One example of this, stress is linked to the six leading causes of death, and a recent study by Northwestern Mutual found that money was by far the leading source of stress for Americans. It's also true that when your energy is low, especially when you don't know why, your income and stress levels suffer. This can create a negative cycle that is very hard to break free from, and it's why I'm so excited about today's interview. In this episode, my guest may just have the answers you've been searching for. His name is Warren Phillips. He's a serial entrepreneur and wellness innovator who had to overcome a life-threatening condition caused by extreme toxicity. By cracking the code on what he calls true cellular detox, Warren transformed his own life, including his financial well-being, and has helped tens of thousands of others do the same. I've learned a ton from him personally and am thrilled to have him as a guest, especially since extreme toxicity is what nearly took my life a few years back. The topic of today's segment with Warren is why detoxification is more important than nutrition for your health, wealth, and longevity. If you have lower energy and are more stressed than you would like, this is a must listen. And I'll be participating in Warren's 90-day detox challenge. So if you wish to join me, start by listening to this episode and check out the show notes for more info. I promise after you listen in, you'll want to do the challenge. Please enjoy my conversation with Warren Phillips. Warren, I am so happy to have this conversation today for so many reasons. First of all, it's just good to see you again. Thank you for being on the Wealthy Wealthy podcast.
Oh, it's my honor and privilege to be here, and it's great to reconnect with you after our little conversation. I'm sure we'll talk about at Mindshare.
Yeah, so we were introduced through our mutual friend Jeff Hayes. So a shout out to Jeff.
Love you,
and,
Jeff.
Yeah, we love you, Jeff. And he drugged me over to meet you, one, because he said you're extraordinary, I need to know you, which you are, and I'm so happy to know you. And two, because we both have a similar background that we both almost died from toxic heavy metal poisoning and didn't know what the hell was going on until somehow we came upon and discovered that this was what was breaking us down and breaking us apart. And now you're an expert in this category. So yeah. If you would, with all the listeners, would you just share a little bit about your story just as an entrepreneur and that success story? And then what happened, this turning point where you found yourself really sick, and what were the symptoms?
Yeah. So, you know, let's rewind, you know, going back probably to my, late 20s, got my master's degree in toxicology and chemistry. So, and I was from the reduce, recycle, reuse time period where, you know, it was heavily, you know, about taking care of the environment. So I'm like, I'm going to be an environmental scientist, a geologist, and I was a chemist as well. So I went on and got my graduate degree and I started cleaning up the world. I was like, I'm going to save the world through cleaning up heavy metals and federal use defense sites. And I did all that. And then after a while, and, you know, I was working a lot of hours, but my life just started to fall apart. I couldn't start no longer adapt the stress. I had outside of my work life, I was definitely in the community and I was trying to help out young men and get back on their feet, and I couldn't answer the phone or doorbell. Everything started to fall apart in my life. And, you know, I was very, very driven. I'm an all-American athlete. You know, I'm a scientist. I have a master's degree. I'm a published scientist when it comes to binding of heavy metals in the environment. But what I discovered along that journey is that the toxins I was cleaning up in the environment, spending millions of dollars of the government's money to clean up federal use defense sites and abandoned mines, was far less toxic than what the world and our homes and our products that we're using were exposing us to. Fast forward a little bit more, my life got so challenged from the toxicity that I no longer could work. It literally took my whole life away from me. My hopes, my dreams, you know, I have a picture here that my daughter had with the family and balloons and the dreams of being married and, you know, being healthy and wealthy, you know, we're falling away from my life. Lucky for me, I had a good friend who's actually a pastor, and he said to me, Warren, you're not running from something, you're going to something. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stick with that, because right now I was so sick, like you, I was literally thinking about taking my life. So what I did is I had to quit my job. I moved back home. I was a millennial as a Gen Xer back in my parents' basement. My entrepreneur side was starting to come out. I split the lot line in my home that I had. So I made on a $132,000 home that I bought for. I sold for over $200,000. So I wound up putting like $65,000-$68,000 in the bank. And I lived off that, actually went into about another $100,000 in debt trying to get healthy and getting my life back. And I did discover some answers. It got me passionate. And can I say pissed on this webcast? Good. I got passionate and pissed. I'm like, look, you know, these people, you know, I was sick. I had no answers. I really had to spend all this money, travel over. Again, very tenacious. I like to say the devil got the wrong guy sick, because I'm very tenacious in finding an answer. I was like many of the people listening too, probably like I wanted to give up, but I knew that I couldn't. Long story short, I found the answers and I'm like, man, there's so many people that don't know this truth. They're blinded to the truth. I'm going to tell the world about it. And obviously that turned into a very successful business and teaching and coaching and marketing. And I really found my love there now, but literally it was just a mission that was born out of a sick, suffering dude who never thought he would get married and have all the blessings I now have in my life.
Wow. Thank you. So I'd like to really go deep on toxicity. And I venture to say you see this all the time. So I'm speculating from just my own experience, but I'm guessing a lot of people are very toxic and have no idea, because toxins are everywhere. And when I was sick, it was probably, I don't know if you know Dr. Anna Kabeca. She's the one that actually finally figured out that I had toxic metal poisoning, because nobody could figure out what was wrong with me. And same thing. I was losing weight. My hair was all falling out. I couldn't get out of bed. I was suffering, got to the place where I was thinking, this is no way to live. You can't enjoy your life, your family. And just getting sicker and sicker. I couldn't hold food down, and chronic fatigue, and then anxiety and depression and panic attacks. I mean, it just got worse and worse and worse before she actually discovered this. And when we got the labs back, I mean, it was arsenic, lead, huge doses of mercury, because I got my amalgams taken out, which was really the tipping point. But I was already sick before I got them taken out improperly. Cadmium, thallium. I mean, it was just these crazy heavy metals that I haven't even heard before. And I thought, how did I get all these even into my system? So would you share a little bit about these different metals and toxins and where the hell they're coming from?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go into it. It's a little scary, but I'd like to say that it is, you should have hope, because when you remove the toxins, your endocrine function, like yours, came back online. Your thyroid starts working again. Your hair starts growing back. So it is kind of scary. It's not for the faint of heart, but this is kind of an entrepreneurial community. And it is really connected to your outcomes in life, your dreams, your hopes, the chess game that we're all playing here as entrepreneurs and as people looking to scale and grow and have an impact. These toxins are truly ubiquitous in our environment. And, you know, some of the recent ones in the news, as you know, there's a class action lawsuit against Bayer, who bought out Monsanto with the Roundup. But, you know, Roundup is going to be in our environment. There's already studies showing that even where it's been removed, it's still showing up at levels that aren't acceptable inside of our corn, our honey, and our soy. And they're not even spraying it on these fields anymore. So glyphosate's just one of them. If you look back into the 60s, it was DDT, right? If you look at Flint, Michigan, it's lead, but there's 98 cities in California with elevated. There's 18 cities in Pittsburgh area where I'm originally from with higher lead. So you have the lead generation. So it's coming from those lead pipes. It's coming from lead paint. It's coming from leaded gasoline, right? So those are just some of the well-known sources. But what's a few hidden sources that might be shocking to you? I always like to throw this one out there. Another fellow friend, Dr. Ian Clark, turned me on to this research. But do you know how your tires that you have to replace every couple years? Probably you have to a little bit sooner, because you're burning tire all the time, I bet, in a fancy fast car. Just kidding. But I'm sure you have a car that have high performance soft tires, and they erode more quickly. But that rubber doesn't just disappear into the ground. It's literally being lofted up into the air. A mile and a half up, they found these chemicals, these nanoparticles that are loaded with cadmium, lead, and mercury. So that's just one of those outside sources. But let's look at mercury amalgam fillings. The number of mercury amalgam fillings in your mouth is directly linked, according to a prestigious FASB study, the amount mercury in your brain, liver, kidneys, and other tissues in your body. So mercury is definitely, and getting it out improperly will get you sick. as you know. So what's another fun one? If you're from the 80s, which probably a lot of you are, you had the thimerosal inside of your eye care solution, right? In your contact solution. I didn't have contacts, but that's putting a neurological toxin right into your brain through your eye duct, right? Essentially. I mean, if you're getting exposed to toxins, that's why you have a full face mask on, because toxins will absorb right into the eye, right into your, to your neurology. So now dementia and dementia that's causing death is showing up in people in their 40s. So you're wondering why, you know, you're not functioning. You don't have that, you have that brain fog. You're not as snappy. You can't think about the next word in a conversation and ask questions and do the sales process that you want to use. Take, there's a study, you can look it up on YouTube by University of Calgary, how mercury causes brain neuron degeneration, which is literally making you dumber. I don't know if you can see, if this is a video too, if you're not just listening on the podcast, when mercury comes into presence with and hits that brain neural tissue, it literally shrivels up and dies. So that's another big causational source. And you can talk about fish, you can talk about, you know, a lot of these other sources out there, but let's talk about the recent CNN study. I know that you're not, you know, eating baby food, but 50 of the baby foods they tested all had high levels of cadmium, mercury, and lead. I'm just naming the three that I can remember from the study. And 50% of them had enough lead and mercury in the serving size to cause immediate neurodegenerative effects in the person eating them. Now, it shows up in kale. It shows up in some of your, or olive oils, lead, obviously, in corn syrup, lots of mercury. So there's just lots of different, it's ubiquitous is what I'm saying. It's everywhere. It's in our homes. It's in our carpets. If you travel on airplanes, you're getting flame retardants at levels more than a factory worker that's actually cleaning up. I mean, manufacturing flame retardants. You got to have flame retardants on planes. We don't want to die. But if you travel a lot, that's another huge source, let alone the, you know, the EMF from traveling. So all these different things, it is ubiquitous, right? So even when you're in first class, you're still getting nailed with first class toxins. So that's just the way it is.
Yeah. And I guess your point is that even if we're living pretty healthy lifestyles, you can't escape it. But there are things that I think many of us, if we're eating clean diets, as clean as we can get, and knowing glyphosate is still, you know, traveling over the fields and organics and that type of thing. But to your point, it's not just food and some of these other things that you mentioned, but what about like products, skin products or household cleaning products, or like you said, carpet and paint and these things, and living in these airtight houses where it's almost like we're outside and it can be a lot of pollution and the things outside. And then we're containing ourselves in these airtight houses and just breathing in more fumes and more toxins.
Yeah, today's building environments aren't the safest, right? Because they don't breathe with the outdoor environment, cause condensation and mold, which is another huge biotoxin. You want to get, I like to say, sick fast, allow mold to grow in your house, the wicked biotoxin that it puts out. So if any of you have mold in your house, address it immediately. Get the humidity down below 50% so that you're not growing mold in your living space. So here is, you know, one of the biggest issues with that. So you have a whole, you know, essentially this box, and you're buying all this nice, beautiful stuff for your home. And the furniture that you're buying is lathered with flame retardants by law. The new beautiful mattress that you bought that's foam. Oh yeah, that too has to have pass a match test so that it doesn't catch flames, you know, as well. So then you have the glues, the formaldehydes, the, you know, every, and most of these companies, although the neat thing is over time there's furnitures and European products that don't have that. But the reality is most of us do, right? So then we trap ourselves in these boxes, these toxins and volatile organic compounds build up, we start breathing them, and our bodies just genetically aren't designed to handle this stuff. And they make us brain fogged, and then we can't sleep, and then our sleep's bad, then our performance is less. So living in those boxes are really, really unsafe. So what I say is the solution to pollution is dilution. One, of course, start buying, you know, some of the products that are have the right standards, that pass certain European standards, is really, really a smart idea. But right away, you literally can just open your window if you're not in a very toxic area like Utah that has an inversion where it truly does have, it's very rare when your outside air quality is better than your inside, right? And you can buy meters and stuff to test that. But that pollution will dilute, well, the outside air will dilute the pollution in your home and give you much better air quality. Again, keep that, you know, humidity below 50% so you don't grow mold if you're bringing moisture in. But yeah, these inside products, and then we can get into skincare and all those toxic chemicals. They're literally, you know, carcinogens. They just did a study, EWG, who looks at toxins, did a study on children and found that, I think out of the 408 chemicals they looked at, 287 of those chemicals showed up in the umbilical cord of those children. So toxic mom, toxic baby, right? So these, they're showing that now, today, that literally you're being born with these toxins. So, and, but they're not coming out. And 180 of them in that study caused cancer. So childhood cancer, which didn't exist. So the baby boomers that are listening, children are now getting your diseases that you're challenged with today. Children are now getting them, childhood diabetes. So there's a reason and there's a cause for that. I happen to believe that detoxification is more important than nutrition for your longevity, energy, weight loss, even your finances. And I could prove that.
Yeah. And we're going to. So what would be, I know I had my symptoms and I mean, mine were severe. I saw your before and after pictures or like a healthy Warren. And then all of a sudden this teeny tiny Warren that looked like he was almost out of the Holocaust. And that's very similar. Like I think people looked at me and thought I had probably severe anorexia or something. Cause I was skin and bones. And like I said, receding hairline. So mine was severe, but I couldn't think, like my brain couldn't form a sentence. I just, my body just couldn't function at all, but it started with some sleeping problems and it just progressed into these other symptoms. So ultimately, like I said, I was pretty much incapacitated and a brain cognitively didn't work anymore. But if I were to look at some of the red signs and flags, I mean, yeah, I was starting not to sleep. It was chronic fatigue. My memory was going. My digestion was off. Like I thought I had GI issues, but I kind of did, but it wasn't the normal type of GI issues. So are you seeing the symptoms affect like the GI system? My immune system that was always super strong and healthy. Now I was getting sick constantly with these things. I'd just never even gotten sick before.
So yeah, you're definitely hitting on a lot of the downstream symptoms of toxicity. You do have the digestive issues. You wake up and you can't get back to sleep. You don't adapt to stress well at work anymore. I like to say you get the spinnies in your head. Someone says something to you and you just obsess on something negative for a while. You can't adapt to stress, meaning exercise, even exercise. You just get wiped out, more anxious and more sick. The distended belly because your digestion's wrecked. And people used to make fun of me because I was acting like an older person saying, I'm backed up like a train wreck. Haven't had a bowel movement in 8 days. You know, I mean, just to be real, and people would make fun of me and say, look, you have a 8-foot dragon today. You know, Warren, your breath stinks so bad. I used to have random muscle twitching and eye twitching that was embarrassing. I could not look anyone in the eye. Abnormal shyness is a big mercury symptom. Night vision issues. But literally, I mean, what I want to get to here is that toxins literally affect you at the cellular level and are one of the causational problems of dis-ease in your body today. So if you look at, there's a lot of research, you can look it up, toxins in the microbiome. We know that that's a big deal today, right? So toxins literally come in and there's studies that show this. And of course they do. Mercury, why do they put mercury in vaccines? Why do they spray mercury on grain back in the 80s? Why did they put mercury inside your eye care solution? Because mercury kills everything and won't allow you to get an infection. So it makes that liquid or whatever it is inoculated. So it doesn't bring bacteria, it just kills everything, right? So when that mercury gets into your gut, it kills what? Everything. So it literally wipes out your good guys. And the microbiome is linked to every single disease and disorder out there. Healthy microbiome, healthy person. Missing this bacteria, you're gonna be obese. Missing this bacteria, you're gonna have autoimmune, you know? So it's this microbiotype. And what they found in this study is that literally, it affects the diversity, the types of bugs, and the metabolic activity, meaning how healthy these bugs in your body. So, and these bugs work synergistically. You have more of these than you do cells in your body, like 10 times. And they're actually interacting with your cells and your genetics to make you healthy, to reduce inflammation, to keep your gut healthy. So detoxification is more important than nutrition because the bugs that break down the fats that of the short chain fatty acids that give your cell energy for ATP are gone, right? So it's, and antibiotics, of course, do that too. I mean, I was a sick kid with allergies, so I had all those antibiotics as well. So it's linked to that. Toxins affect your immune system, obviously. Toxins affect, the endocrine disruptors are causing obesity in our children and in our adults. They're causing thyroid issues. 70% of all autoimmune is now linked to environmental and dietary and microbiome issues. The other 30% are genetics, but also toxins turn on and off genes and genetics. So you're really, running down a race right now in America specifically that looks a lot like Rome, right? Back in Rome, literally the lead aqueducts in the wine, because they were very, very big wine drinkers, kind of like our friend Jeff, right? Had lead lined containers for this wine. And it literally, the research shows and the historians say that it was the lead that killed them and caused disease, right? If you start to age, lead comes out of your bones, linked to all kinds of neurological and common conditions, even heart disease and weight gain and all kinds of things. And then also studies show that those that are lead poisoned live 60% less. So this, there's no different than what we're facing today is what Rome faced with lead.
But yeah, so a couple things there is that, first when I was going through more of the traditional route, I was just told it's in your head. They couldn't find anything. And then I'm wondering, but I'm starting to feel crazy too. I mean, that was part of the mercury poisoning is I actually felt crazy, which is a whole, story in and on its own. But then also, then once we start doing some testing to try to find out before Anna finally got, like you said, to the underneath is that my neurotransmitters tested were all over the place. I mean, no rhyme or reason. It was like chaos. Like my brain had been hooked into a wet socket or something. I mean, they'd never even seen anything like it, just from neurotransmitters. But then my hormones were same thing, like all over the place. No rhyme or reason. My thyroid wasn't working at all, just like it was broken. So, you just think of the ripple effect of just those things alone. That, trying to pinpoint the source of what was the causation of all these things. But, it's just every single part of my body was affected.
And that's one of the reasons I'm glad that I'm on your podcast is kind of the sound of the alarm. Because if you look at my before picture, in my after picture, my before picture was that fake smile. You remember that? Like just trying to fake it for your family, trying to fake it for your friends. Going, what the heck is wrong with me? Like something is like seriously wrong. You go the medical route. I went to 10 different doctors, 50 different doctor visits, did all that stuff, physiotherapists, physiatrists, chiropractors, multiple medical doctors, all the specialists. The best they could do for me with my chronic fibromyalgia and pain is here's a pain pill and here's Effexor. I mean, I went to bed with a, whiplash donut on my head, just crying out to God for answers. I'm like, I'm pissed. Like what's going on? And I, no diagnosis back then. There was no, revealed films or, there was no docuseries. There was not a podcast on this issue. I was flying blind. I had no hope. And I got lucky enough to find one of the, earlier doctors that were in the functional medicine space that convinced me. And I thought, I didn't trust anyone at this point, to do a heavy metal challenge on me. And I had loaded with mercury, but let me tell you how analytical I am. I didn't trust doctor's data with that lab test. I took a split test sample because, I'm a scientist. I did a split test and sent it off to my lab in Idaho where, because I was working in Montana at the time and I just moved back to Pennsylvania and I did a split test because I didn't trust doctor's data. I said, surely they're gonna change my numbers because this is all BS, right? There's no way these mercury amalgam fillings are toxic. How can they do that? That's a conspiracy, these crazy people. Well, I'm one of those crazy people that believe that it's a money thing, guys. It really is. It really doesn't come down to conspiracy. All this stuff is, it's higher yield of crops. The glyphosate of the day was mercuric oxide in the 80s, right? The reason you put mercury in vaccines is you can do multiple sticks, right? It just makes money and you follow the money trail, right? But there's also, you have to wake up to this as a fact and reality, and you can't shove these things underneath your rug because life, your longevity is running towards you as you're running your race in your entrepreneurial life and your investments. You're running hard, but little do you know there's your life expectancy is running right at you and you're going to hit, a heart attack or some sort of dis-ease in your life. And you're going to be like, well, how did this happen? Well, toxins in my belief structure or number one reason for your health and longevity if you don't address them. So that's why detoxification is so critical for your health, your wealth, and your impact.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about cellular health. And I got my cells tested and they were just shrinking like raisins and they were slowly dying. I mean, I was dying. My cells were dying from this and feel so lucky. And like you said, there is hope because once you can reverse this and it start, you know, you start to feel slowly, but surely it took me like 2 years to finally get my health back. But how does the cell work? How do these toxins get in? Are they trapped in there? I mean, and it's in the brain cells. It's in my liver cells and my kidneys and my bones. I mean, and even our bodies do such a great job of trying to push the metals out to fat. And with someone that has a little bit lower body fat percentage, they were just storing in my organs. But can you share a little bit about cellular health and what happens with the cell? And we'll talk about detox here, in a second, but which is why detox is so important for cellular health, correct?
Yeah. So toxins are fat loving, right? Most of them, you know, glyphosates, the mercuries, the leads, they love fats. And your cells are made of a lipid bilayer, two layers of fat, right? And that's a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6, omega-3, like a bricks in a building, right? And that's why you got to eat grass-fed meat if you're not vegan or vegetarian, because that's the ratio that the world has adapted to. Eggs, milk, you know, it's 4-to-1, right? And there's lots of healthy ways to get healthy fats. But these fat-loving toxins go after that fat lipid bilayer, and they attach to that lipid bilayer, and they cause cellular inflammation. Once you start inflaming the cell starts to break down, and good things can't pass in through that membrane, and bad things can't come out. So it's almost like burning a fire inside of your house, and it starts to get toxic and sick. The mitochondria get affected and can't produce ATP. That's what their little engines, our mitochondria, do. So an ATP is literally the energy for everything that we do. The reason I'm talking, the reason I'm breathing, my heart beating, it needs four ATP to produce your cell's internal detoxification called glutathione. It's literally everything to the cell and to your body, and it gets disrupted. And so these fat-loving toxins cause all this cellular disruption. They also come around the cell, this lipid bilayers, all these gatekeepers, these 30,000 receptors on every cell, to thyroid, to insulin, to testosterone. And now these toxins, because of the inflammation in the cell and they attach to these receptors, now your cells can't hear the information being produced by your endocrine system, by your hypothalamus, pituitary in your brain, by your thyroid, by your testes and ovaries. And so the information isn't being passed along. So your bodies and cells and organs and endocrine system just doesn't work. The messages aren't getting there to do what your body needs to do to feel well and to perform. And so you just get on this downward spiral. The same thing with sleep hormones and all that. It just all falls apart. So you can get leptin dysregulation, which is what you had, the opposite. You can have leptin where your body doesn't hear leptin to burn fat for energy anymore. So you become very, very overweight because your body can't hear leptin anymore. You can't say burn fat for energy, not happening. And then the opposite can happen with leptin too, is that where you hear it too much and you start to lose a bunch of weight. So you can get dysregulated the other way as well. So it is a hodgepodge, it is a mess, but you said something really, really important, and I'm sure we'll talk about this later. You said it took you 2 years to lower that cellular toxic bucket because your cells are literally like a trillion cells, these little buckets full of toxins, right? I mean, if they're half full, you can kind of deal with it. But when toxins start overflowing in those little buckets, you get your amalgams out improperly, it dumps a bunch of mercury, they overflow and inflame, the cells shut down, you get mitochondrial dysfunction and inflammation, and then all these symptoms just persist outside of that. So you got to lower that bucket. We'll talk about that, but that's literally how it goes down inside our body, simply put.
Yeah, it was just all of a sudden, my body just blew up. It was going along, just barely holding on, and then game over, basically. Just hit some tipping point. So yeah, let's move now into detox. If we have those who are listening and they're saying, all right, I might have a little toxicity going on. So one, what would you recommend people to do as a starting place? And then the follow-up question to that is, there's a lot of quote unquote detox out there. Detox program this, detox program that. How much validity is to most of these detox programs? And can some of them be more dangerous if you don't know what you're doing than by not doing them at all?
Yeah, detoxification is one of our things that can be dangerous, right? You didn't, like I said, you didn't get sick in 7 days. You're not going to cleanse yourself in 7 days. You really have to rebuild it in a systematic kind of a process of preparing your body for detox, preparing the downstream pathways, your liver, kidneys, your gut, your lymph. You really got to prep your body, get it ready. Because a lot of folks, all of us, I would say, unless you lived in a country or lived on a farm that was off the grid, you know, you're just loaded with this stuff and you didn't use, you know, toxic organopesticides where you lived. It's just, we're pretty much all loaded up. So when you start removing toxins, you can't just take a product and stir up the toxins, like moving dust from the corner of your house that it falls on the floor. That's even worse because those toxins spread, they can get spread into your brain where they can cause real damage and then just reattach to another cell membrane and cause more inflammation. So that's a lot of what happens. And a lot of detoxification processes either cause more damage or they really do nothing at all. They make you poop and then that's great. You lost 4 pounds because of that, but not really getting to the root cause as to why, right? So one of the simplest things folks can start doing, I can give you a few pro tips, right, here, is really start removing the sources of toxicity in your life. So you want to start thinking about that this year, right? As you move into 2020, which is going to be an amazing year. I mean, I like to say that once you detoxify and you have your brain on, you start finding good in the world. There's a lot of good going on. The economy is going great. Over the last 10 years, no matter, you see how much this world has changed and the accomplishments we've made, there's a lot of great things happening. And I think detoxification is a big part of that, right? Is really thinking positively. So on a positive note, what can I do? Your health, for me, is the limiting factor in my life. When I look at my life, I'm like, even now, I'm like, what's going to make me a better father? Detoxification, my health, right? Exercise, when I could start exercising again. I really look at that as what is the main thing that's going to push the needle forward in my life into 2020 or to 2021 or wherever you're looking for your goals to grow. So let me say this, invest into your health. If you want to move that needle, and some of those things you can invest into is one that's a big one, is a reverse osmosis water filter for your home. Removing that causational toxicity from the water. And guess what? It isn't lead or is what you're scared of, or even heavy metals. What you need to be scared of in your water is pharmaceuticals. All the estrogens and all the psychotropic drugs are not filtered out by the beautiful system at the public water supply. Those things go right into there, are hormone disruptors. RO system takes out 90% of that. One big thing, right? Another big thing is get an air filter, clean up your air, open your window if you can, but get an air filter, at least for your bedroom where you're sleeping 8 hours a night. And yes, you need 8 hours of sleep. You know, a lot of the research is showing that you got to have your sleep cycles and all the biohacks that are out there, but you need that sleep in your sleeping space. Make your sleeping space clean. Get rid of the toxic furniture. If you're going to replace toxic furniture, replace it out of your bedroom, get an organic mattress, you know, for there, or one that's not slathered with, you know, cancer causing PPDEs, flame retardants. Get magazines and clean up and make that your sanctuary, right? And really allow your body to heal. So that'd be another big pro tip: water, air, and then looking at your organic foods, right? Really starting to eat healthy, removing the things that will be filling up those toxic buckets in your body. So those are some, you know, some obvious ones, but some really good pro tips that really help entrepreneurs like me. Like when I was, sleep was everything to me. My brain cognition was everything to me. So if I'm traveling to the meeting and I'm going on Uber, I'm like, I have an allergy to Christmas fragrance. Would you please take them out and put them in and open your windows and put them in your glove box? So before I get in my Uber, my Lyft, I'm literally telling the guy, I'm going to have anaphylactic shock, whatever it takes, but rip down those Christmas trees. So when I go into my business meeting or whatever I'm going to do, I have cognition, because those fragrances are chemicals that cause brain inflammation, and brain inflammation stops the oxygen flow, is why you get that brain fog, right? So there's some of my, you know, kind of pro tips.
All right, let's move into detoxing. So obviously, like I said, there's a lot of these detox programs out there. Right. But what you do is you all put on a 90-day detox challenge, and I'm going to do this and participate because for 2020, I want to start off my year with being as clean as possible. So I'm so excited to do this with you and share that with everybody listening. So would you talk a little bit about why 90 days and what exactly we're going to do when we go through this detox together?
Yeah, we do something special every year. We've been training and coaching practitioners and functional medicine doctors now for 25 years. And we created this amazing portal. Literally, we've invested $1 million into this thing, using hiring adult learning strategists from the US government that put together learning so that the people actually get the information. It isn't pontification. It's actually, we go to get a result, right? And detoxification isn't a 7-day or a 30-day, you know, cleanse. You didn't get that sick then. It's a 90-day challenge that we do. We do it once a year. Typically, you can only get this stuff through practitioners and all the high level testing. It's a, you know, between a $3,000 and $8,000 program if you do it with a doctor. But once a year, what we do is we launch this through influencers, through individuals that have an audience that would respond to something like this, that want to make a difference in their life and want to be able to invest and make a decision like I did and like you did. Like, I'm not going to live like this anymore. I want to perform at the highest level. So we took all that information through scientists. We have 8 different health professionals that helped shoot these videos for this. So we launched this challenge directly to the public through an influencer. Of course, we have health coaches, and we do this detox together over 90 days. And what that does, that 90-day, like I mentioned or alluded to, we prep the body for detox. We do the body phase of detox. We're upregulating some of your body's natural detoxification chemicals like glutathione, and we're putting carbon-based detox in your gut. We're using the new liposomal zeolites. I don't know if this is a video, like cytodetox. There's 2 patent pendings on this zeolite crystal, this magic crystal, essentially like a magnet for toxins to remove them from your body. So we have all these systems heavily tested in the practitioner space. And we launch it out through this portal, through folks like you who are looking for to make a massive difference in their life. And then we follow up with that last 30 days where we get the brain toxins out of the brain and let those things start to get out so that we start getting that endocrine function turning back on, start feeling better. And now, I can read you a testimony. Here's a biohacker guy that did our TCD challenge a few years ago with Ben Greenfield. If you're not familiar with Ben Greenfield podcast, but a good friend, this guy was an entrepreneur. This testimony was unsolicited. He just did it for, you know, it's like, hey, I'm going to do this with Ben and Warren, and let's do this. But listen to this testimony. True Cellular Detox, the best decision of the year. Detox isn't for just the ailing unwell. In my case, I started feeling great and went to an entirely new level of high performance and personal transformation. If you think you have what you need for the journey before you step into the world of True Cellular Detox, you might find that life has even more magic than you ever imagined. And in this testimony and on the page, they can go to the page. I think we set up a link for you. TCD number 4, Wealthy. Wealthy, correct? Did I spell that right? Do I still have brain fog because of mercury poisoning?
I'm not sure. You did spell it right. That's correct.
TCD for Wealthy. You'll be able to read this, but it literally, he did a bunch of blood work. He moved a bunch of blood markers, heavy metals dropped. But more importantly, and I think it would relate to this, when he did this, he couldn't believe it. He's like, really? Detox did all this? He got a promotion in his job. Better relationship, it says, camaraderie with his wife and children. If it wasn't even strange enough, even stranger, perhaps more extraordinary things started happening. I started collaborating on projects with my favorite authors, business leaders, and heroes. And curiously, I started to discover more time and space in my life. I went from reading a book a month to reading about 6 books a month. I had more spiritual growth. So what happens when your body turns back on, your testosterone starts to get raised back up, you start thinking differently. When you're not, you know, thinking about all your problems and, you know, and your hormones are off, you start thinking, that person's pretty awesome. I could collaborate with them. So it's neat how it's not just for the sick and unwell. It literally turns back on your life. Like, and I know for me, I'm able to think so much more clearly. I have that oomph, that desire for life. I mean, yeah, it's great for my wife as well, because I didn't even want to have sex back when I was sick. I'm like, forget about that. Like, I have no interest, 0 for life, for business, for anything. Like, it was done. So many of you are watching this, you're not in that spot, but you want to be like Michael. You know, you want to create a system in your life and make a decision that really can move your life forward. So that's why we do it to the public. And it's not the 3 to 5 or the 8 grand. If you went to one of these functional medicine docs to get this program, we do it just for the cost of the supplements and the testing. If you went to a doctor's office and bought these boxes where they have, you take a packet in the morning, and it's all really systematized. You can put them in your pockets or next to your bed to get this stuff done. So this is a high compliance, high, you know, output program, but very, very simple. Once a year, it's $9.97. It's already over half sold out, but we're still lining it up for 2020. And, you know, I wanted to offer it to you, Christina, in your community.
Thank you so much. And, you know, along with that is we get so used to how we feel. So we didn't even know that we're maybe in a sluggish state or we're not performing optimally, because overall we think we feel pretty good. And I know going through this type of thing with you, it's just this whole up level of like, oh my God, everything feels better. And you just don't even, and then comparing to the old self, it's like, wow, I didn't know I was stuck. I didn't know I was really trapped in this place where my body was spending so much energy just trying to stay healthy. So now this detox and just this cleansing process, it does over this 90 days just gives, like you said, a new ump to the step and this whole different level of energy to be able to perform with. And this is typically a money podcast. And you know, and that the reason why my brand is Wealthy Wealthy is because when I was sick, I learned, like, even though I was successful at business and money, when my body gave up, I realized my body's my number one asset. My number one investment financially always needs to be my body. And so I think this is a really great investment starting place for the new year, because financially, what if we perform better? What if our memory is better? What if we're better at our relationships? What if we have more energy and can get more done? What if we can just enjoy life more, that we're just more pleasurable to be around? And then the new ideas and just the synchronicities that come out of this whole different category of wellness that I think most of us don't know we're missing, because everybody really is so toxic at one level or another.
I mean, if you think about it, is someone slowly dims the lights in your life or in your room, you don't realize the lights are being dimmed. And that's what toxicity does. As that bucket fills, your life starts to dim and dim and dim, and you don't realize how deprived you are of a true full life and your full capacity. But once you start removing those toxins and the lights start coming back on, you're like, wow, I do have an amazing memory. Wow, I am, you know, it literally changes your personality profile. Like, I used to like not like people. I like people again, right? It's so critical to just living the life that, you know, you were fully designed to do. And when you don't have testosterone and that drive and that chutzpah, you know, success comes down to the greatest, you know, Angela Duckworth's work. I'm sure you've read it. You know, it came down to not how good looking you are or how smart you are. It comes down to tenacity and perseverance to win. And when your toxicity bucket, you know, it is overwhelming you, you lose that tenacity for life and for business. That's what makes you an entrepreneur. That's the reason, the very reason you're in this space and why you do what you do. You have the right profile for success. However, one of the greatest limiting factors is like an anchor on your potential. And trust me, I had no idea the potential I had as an entrepreneur, but now I mean, the sky's the limit for me. Like, I'm thinking world impact. I'm thinking disruption. I'm going after it. Starting, I have like four or five businesses going, three or four more on the go. We're doing JVs and joint ventures. I mean, we're skyrocketing our company. You know, that's an 8-figure award for this exact funnel through the practitioner market has generated. And this is a number, but it's done $30 million in for the practitioners, right? Which is gaining wealth, right? This is a wealth podcast, but know what that means? That's a measurement of impact, right? Those are thank you notes to those doctors for what this program can do. So this program is really truly award-winning because of the thank you letters that we've getting back because through practitioners. And that's the cool thing about this, is that we're bypassing that and we're bringing it to you so that no matter where you're at on your journey, and if you had some challenges in your business, you can still do this. And the cool thing is we also partnered with PayPal, because some people were like, well, thank you so much, Christina and Warren, but $9.97, I just like lost everything when I got sick. How can I do this? PayPal can help you 6 months, same as cash, right? So the financing side. So we really tried to create something that all of us in the entrepreneur space, in the wealth space, could do to up-level our game in 2020 that's real, because detoxification is more important than that diet that you were going to do. And it has the diets in there. It has the no grain, no sugar diet. It has the three exchanges of the fats and the oils for your brain. And we have fasting, ketosis in there. We have exercise, emotional. I mean, we have it all, right? But bottom line is, if you just took the supplements and moved forward, it would create that impact for you over that 90-day period.
Well, Warren, your energy and vitality just comes straight through the video screen. So, and even aesthetically, you know, how we look is important too. And it changes the skin. Like you look years younger once you get this stuff out of your system. And the
if you have bad skin, it's toxins, man. I mean, it literally, if your liver shut down, you know, your skin is a detox organ. That's why you get acne. And, you know, I mean, you age, you know, the fastest way to anti-age is to remove cellular toxins, right? So sorry if I, you know, jumped in there, but I'm passionate about that, right? Well, I'm passionate about everything when it comes to this subject. It's still my life, but it's life-giving.
Yeah,
but yeah, it gave me huge.
It gave me my life back. So let's circle into the end here and just with a few final questions. And this will all be in the show notes. We'll make it very easy for everyone to jump on board and to do this. And I'd love all of my listeners to do this challenge with me. And we'll do a separate part of the community and the Facebook group and everything so we can talk about how we're feeling, what we're doing, and keep each other accountable to this 90 days. So Warren, thank you for all of that. And thank you for your work and your passion. Switching gears just a little bit. What are you most proud of? Tell me something give me a big brag.
I'm going to do the classic answer. You're going to be more specific, but my top of mind, honestly, is being a father, right? And a husband, because that was the life that was taken from me. And that's what I wanted, right? And I'm so glad. I like to say again that the devil got the wrong guy sick, because it really has skyrocketed my life and success at every level. But having those two beautiful 4 and 8 year old girls, it's just breathtaking to me that I'm so honored to have that. And, you know, so that's a huge win. Like one of, you know, obviously the from business, winning an 8-figure award and being one of 8 businesses to do it that year through ClickFunnels was a huge, huge win. You know, being on stage, same stage that Tony Robbins was on that stage that same day, you know, those are some big wins. But I'd have to say that the family was the biggest thing that and getting married and that was one of the things that was taken from me, and giving that back. And, you know, to have the life that I have now, to be able to go and do anything I want, anytime I want. Yeah, I'm successful financially, but what it really boils down to, and I would give the pro tip to all the hungry entrepreneurs that are out there. If you fast forward your life, business isn't checks, you know, checkers, it's chess. And when you truly fast forward your life, and I've gotten this probably through getting sick, but I found out quickly that who's going to be with you? What are you going to be doing when you're 75, 80 years old? Are you going to be thankful that you grew the multi-million-dollar, you know, 8-figure, 9-figure, and you, multiple eights, whatever your goals are? It's looking back and am I going to be surrounded with love and children and relationships and grandchildren? So that's kind of like my biggest accomplishment is yet to come. My biggest accomplishment would be to land there and be present for my family and to create a legacy. So my biggest brag is yet to come, you know?
I love that. And answer this question, if you really knew me, you would know that. If you really, really knew me, you would know that.
That I'm nuts? Like, I don't know. Like, what is a really interesting thing? If you knew me, you would know that, I am a money guy. Like I love driving revenue, but you would know that my heart for people and making an impact in this world is the true foundation, of why I do what I do. And then my spiritual passion, for God and family, would shine through, because everything is really connected to a higher purpose. You can use Simon Sinek, the why, but really everything that I do is connected to a higher purpose. And that's the reason I'm so driven in my business and entrepreneurial life. It isn't, money's a measure and it's fun, but it has nothing to do with that. It all happens because of something much greater, which is that spiritual connection to God and my why, making an impact on the world that deserves the best.
I love that. All right. One final question. I like to do a little myth busting with those like you that are unconventional thinkers and actors in the world. So what's a big fat myth that you'd like to bust?
One of my big passions right now is and I'm always going to be the authentic Warren. And that's one thing you'll know, that I'm brutally honest, and that I really like to just completely be raw and real with people. I'm not out to impress. I'm out to love and make a difference. But, you know, one of the things that is a big myth that I believe is that, anger and frustration. And, you know, a lot of the things we face today specifically, like I watch all the posting and pro and this, that government and all that. I really think that that's a myth, that that's really impacting the world and making a difference. I think focusing like on the simple thing that I teach my children, focusing on the solutions and not the problems, is truly the myth that's out there right now. We're really focused on the problem, and that's a myth. What we need to do as humans that are all equal on this world, no matter what color you are, what race you are, where you live, money doesn't matter. We all have the same problems. You know, sometimes their problems, you know, are, we have third world problems and food is what they're focused on. But the myth is that, that love can't, change the world. I truly believe that it can. And, focusing on the solutions to the challenges we have, which are far less than we really realize, are where we need to go as a race. And so that's my kind of the thing that's currently in my heart about this mythological social media world that we're dealing with right now.
I love
and the
that.
Algorithms that program us to, you know, be addicted. So.
Well, Warren, you've been fantastic. So thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the work that you do. And I'm just so happy to know you. And I'm looking so forward to doing this challenge with you.
Yeah. It's my honor to be here and to be alive and well and happy and vitality. And, this is the honor of my life to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome. If you're inspired by today's show and you would like to learn more about My Money Coaching, here's what I need you to do. Head over to Kristina.com/call. That's KRISSTINA.com/call and book an appointment to speak with me. In less than 30 minutes, we will get absolutely clear on why you're not earning enough no matter how hard you work, why you can never get ahead no matter how much you earn, and what you need to know in order to finally have the time and money freedom you're working so hard for. Remember, you're not alone. 95% of Americans are one life event away from financial crisis. I will be the first person to teach you why this is the case and how to be in the other 5% that has no fear around money. No one can do this alone. You need expert help. I've helped everyone from modest earning professionals to those earning 8 figures per year get off the financial hamster wheel and finally win the money game. I look forward to helping you too. Head over to Kristina.com/call and book your call with me today. I'm Kristina Wise. Thank you for spending your valuable attention with me today. We will meet again soon.